Good evening. This is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. A woman wanted in connection with a Fairbanks murder and other crimes is in police custody. Fairbanks Police Deputy Chief Dan Wellborn says Lindsay Preshaw has been detained for the Tuesday killing of John Preshaw, who also went by the name Jack.
We consider her to be the primary suspect in the death of Jack Preshaw.
Wellborn says Jack and Lindsay Preshaw were half-siblings and also a couple. Jack Preshaw was found dead at his South Cushman Street residence early Tuesday. Police have not released how he was killed, but were drawn to the residence by a report of a man unconscious and bleeding. Lindsay Preshaw was taken into custody Wednesday evening by Alaska State Troopers on a charge unrelated to the Jack Preshaw murder. Trooper spokeswoman Megan Peters says Lindsay Preshaw was picked up alongside the Parks Highway outside Nenana for a vehicle theft and an attack near Fairbanks Wednesday afternoon that severely injured a driver.
The victim was identified as Lisa Bear, 66, of Fairbanks. She was transported to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and underwent surgery for life-threatening injuries. Investigation led us to a woman by the name of Lindsay Preshaw, 35, of Fairbanks. She was contacted and arrested at milepost 309 of the Parks Highway, and we have charged her in this case with one count of attempted murder in the first degree, assault in the first degree, and also vehicle theft in the first degree.
Fairbanks police had issued a bulletin Wednesday asking for the public's help locating Lindsay Preshaw and a man named Simeon Kiddick as part of the Jack Preshaw murder investigation. Deputy Chief Wellborn says Kiddick has been located and is not a suspect. Jack Preshaw's killing followed another murder in the same area of the city less than a day earlier. Police found Jeanette Miller at the Alaska Motel after receiving a report of a fight between two women and a possible stabbing. Wellborn says the cases may be related.
We're still currently investigating that one as well, and so we're not ruling out the fact that there could be a link there, but as of right now, we're currently investigating each of them individually.
Fairbanks Police and Alaska State Troopers are both investigating Lindsay Preshaw relative to the crimes committed both inside and outside city limits. Fairbanks Police expect charges to be filed soon. The U.S. Senate voted yesterday to begin debating a Republican tax cut bill that would also open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. Alaska Public Media reports that in a statement released yesterday, Senator Lisa Murkowski lists several reasons she supports the bill, including a lower tax burden for many Alaska families via doubling the child tax credit and standard deduction. She says she also likes that the bill would end the mandate that everyone have health insurance. Senator Dan Sullivan also supports the tax bill, maintaining that tax cuts will spur economic growth.
The way to address the deficit is to grow the economy. You can grow the economy and you bring in more revenues without having to raise taxes.
Democrats say the tax cut is a giveaway to corporations and the wealthiest Americans. DNC Chairman Tom Perez says it is wishful thinking to expect the tax bill will not add enormously to the national debt.
It's fairy dust economics to suggest that all this wonderful growth is going to occur and it will trickle down and help everyone else.
Senator Maria Cantwell of Washington State did not sound optimistic after today's vote that she and fellow Democrats can block drilling in the Arctic Refuge.
Well, it's in this bill. It looks right now that people are continuing to move it forward.
Cantwell says Democrats will try to raise awareness about the refuge and its value as a place for nature, not drilling rigs. This year, job numbers in the Prudhoe Bay region dropped to the lowest levels in a decade, according to the State Labor Department. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that as of June, just under 9,000 workers were employed in the region, which is dominated by the oil sector. That is compared to a record high of well over 13,000 jobs in early 2015. Oil prices have risen some recently, but Neil Fried, an economist with the state, says it is hard to predict whether the industry will stop shedding jobs anytime soon.
So we're not quite sure whether those numbers are beginning to flatten out or not. I mean, that's still sort of, we can't answer that question.
Fried estimates that in the first half of this year, more than 2,000 people lost their jobs in Alaska's oil sector. The oil price crash that began in 2014, coupled with the industry layoffs that followed, are at the root of Alaska's current recession, but Fried says Alaska's economic recovery does not entirely hinge on the oil industry.
It's not going to take a recovery in the oil sector to necessarily cause the recession to come to an end. You know, there could be other industries that even are just growing marginally.
Overall job losses in Alaska slowed during the first half of 2017. Fried says sectors like fisheries, tourism, and the military could help pull the state out of the recession, even if the oil industry doesn't start adding jobs. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I am Gary Black.